They were less than a mile from their final destination when the train came to a sudden and catastrophic halt. Though neither Falcon nor anyone else in the train knew exactly what had happened, an accurately placed cannonball had burst the boiler and knocked the engine off the track, killing Colonel Freeman and five other regimental officers.
Everyone, off the train! Get out of the damn train! Ambush! Take cover in the train wreckage!
The Yankees only had one artillery piece, but they used it to devastating effect, sending heavy balls crashing through the remaining cars, sometimes using solid shot to further break up the wreckage, other times using shell to burst overhead and spray the soldiers with flaming bits of hot metal. In addition to the effective artillery piece, the Yankee soldiers were bold and well-led. Three times they came across the field, three times they were repulsed, but not without casualties on both sides. Falcon was hit in the left arm and left leg. Fortunately, the bullets only creased him rather than remaining buried in his flesh, but the creases were deep, bloody, and painful.
Perkins, how we holding out?
It's that damn gun, Falcon. It's not only killing and maiming our guys, it's got them so rattled that some of the men aren't even shooting back.
What you mean they ain't shooting back? Hell, some of these boys have been with us from day one.
That's just it. They're tired. They don't have anything left.
That's a hell of a note.
I'm going to take that gun out.
Are you sure you won't do that? They can't have an unlimited amount of powder involved with that thing. Seems to me like the smarter thing to do would be to wait until they run out of ammunition.
I don't know that our boys can wait that long. I'm going after the gun. I've already got a few volunteers who'll come with me.
We're equal in rank, so I don't have the authority to stop you. The truth is, you may be right. So let me know when you're ready, and we'll give you as much cover as we can.
Now's as good a time as any. The Yankees are killing more of us by the minute.
All right then, Perkins.
Men, keep Major Perkins covered!
Gun smoke, rifles, carbines, and pistols billowed up from the Confederate soldiers in the wrecked train. As he had hoped it would be, the Confederate line was answered by the Union soldiers who were firing back just as vigorous. The reason Falcon wanted the Yankees to match his own troops and the intensity of their firing was because it enabled Perkins and his three volunteers to disappear quickly into the clouds of billowing smoke. The next 30 minutes, the gunfire continued at such a pace, Falcon was afraid they would soon run out of ammunition. Then he noticed that the artillery fire had stopped.
The cannon stopped. Major Perkins must have gotten through.
Yeah, let's just pray that he and his men get back all right.
Then, out of the cloud of gun smoke that obscured the field, they saw the volunteers return. Only this time, one of the men was being carried. Even from here, Falcon could tell that the wounded man was Major Perkins.
Captain Thomas!
Yes, sir?
Set fire to the grass. As soon as the smoke is built up, order the men to pull back. Major Perkins bought us some time. Let's take advantage of it.
Yes, sir.